Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now. Half of us are going to be like, oh, what have I done?
Yeah, it's a good time to face the Vikings right now as they're trying to onboard J.J. McCarthy. It has been trying for Viking fans.
And it's intercepted by Byard. McCarthy going deep.
Charchian with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We love talking to Paul Charchian. He's our fantasy football expert, and he might be in a little bit of pain after his Vikings loss to the Bears Sunday. Yeah. He joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Charch, yeah, how you doing after that one?
The mood in among Viking fans is not good right now. It's still early, but you're consoling ourselves. The only thing to console ourselves at the quarterback position with J.J. McCarthy is that it's still only five games. But here's the thing. Most of the quarterbacks who turn out to be pretty good or very good, at some point in five games, they're giving you glimpses of greatness. We're not getting that. You know, we had the Vikings had this. They had one good fourth quarter drive that resulted in a touchdown last week, but other than that, there aren't these things that make you go, oh, J.J. McCarthy's got something special in him. We're just not seeing it yet, and at least my patience is starting to wear through five games. I need to start seeing better results.
Your patience is starting to wear thin because Kevin O'Connell made Sam Darnold look all world.
He did. Darnold unraveled last week.
J.J. McCarthy has had five starts to his name in the league.
Well, that's true. Now, you know, and Darnold was in a better spot to be good early than Sam is. Sam is still the youngest starting cornerback in the league. So
six for the record. Six starts. Sorry.
That's okay. And that was that's on me, I think, if we're at six starts. Yes.
No, this is coming up as his sixth start. Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up will be his sixth start.
There
yes,
it is.
Yes. You know, all right. I think we have settled that part of the debate, fortunately. Just want to see more. We loved what he did with Sam Darnold. Darnold, I was hoping last week. All season long with Darnold playing at an MVP level up until last week. What he kept hearing was, well, wait until somebody gets consistent pressure on Sam Darnold. He's going to unravel just like he did at the end of the Viking season. I was hoping that wouldn't be the case, but that's exactly what happened to Sam Darnold. Last week, they got consistent pressure on him, and he was awful, just like he was in the playoffs last year. So, you know, the story on Darnold, I think, is still evolving. Seattle still looks like a great team, but Darnold's going to have to get past this next step in his progression, which is not to give away games with sacks and interceptions when he's under pressure, and we haven't seen that yet.
Can your Vikings, like, do everyone a favor and just win this weekend?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, idea.
I would love to see that happen. Yeah.
Yeah, because I got the Packers for the first of two meetings over the next seven games. And if you can get one of those, the people in Chicago will be very thankful.
Well, we don't need to do it for you. We can do it for ourselves. You know, we hate the Packers, you know. And see, you can appreciate this more than most. Here's why we hate the Packers in Minnesota. Like you, we are a border state. And like you, you have all these Wisconsinites who are raised in Wisconsin. The DNA is Packers all the time. They grow up, they inherit their great grandfather's season tickets. They love the Packers. They've had 30 plus years of Hall of Fame quarterbacking. They have competent quarterbacking now. And then when these Packer fans need a job or a girlfriend, what do? They go over the border and they come to a real state.
They come to a real economy
and a real city, and they don't leave their Packer fandom behind. They bring the arrogance that they have for Hall of Fame quarterbacking and all the wins with them. And that's what makes the Packer fans insufferable.
My favorite was when Wisconsin played Minnesota and College Game Day was there. And the signs were hilarious. And the one that was the best said, "Spotted cow is just okay." And I was like, oh my God, that is fighting words right there.
That's fantastic. I love it. It is. That is our big rival. It's, you know, like you, it's not the Bears, it's the Packers. And that is part of why that's not even an on the field. That's an off the field example, because their fan base is built with that level of arrogance, and they take it with them.
How do you feel about your old guy, Kirk Cousins, now starting for the rest of the year for the Falcons? Is that a good fantasy thing if you're looking around trying to find somebody to fill your quarterback position? Because maybe, I don't know, you had J.J. McCarthy on your bench or something?
Oh.
Right. You're in a two-quarterback league, and you're scrapping for any starting quarterback, and now we've got Kirk Cousins available. Now, he won't have Drake London this week, and maybe not for a few weeks, and London was rocking. He was doing so well. But the Cousins we've seen so far last year, just basically since he tore his Achilles, not the same guy. For this year, where Cousins has been in and out of the lineup a few times, he's had 17 drives this year, one touchdown in those 17 drives. And across those 17 drives of passes longer than 9 yards, which is not very far, 9 yards, he's at a 28% completion rate. The worry for me on Cousins is less about Cousins, more about Bijan Robinson, who we care a lot about. I'm worried every defense, including beginning this week with the Saints, every defense is simply going to play to stop Robinson and take their chances on Kirk Cousins beating them. And Robinson will have to be superhuman to overcome defenses that are playing specifically and only to stop him, especially if Drake London's not on the field. And that's going to provide some downside that we just don't normally get from Bijan Robinson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Browns have another quarterback. Stop me when you've heard that before.
Ugh.
What do you think is a realistic fantasy expectation for Shedeur Sanders?
Can we just briefly recap his performance last week?
4 of 16. Interception with the game on the line. Yeah, I saw what happened.
You're familiar. 4 of 16 is actually charitable. He had 21 dropbacks and completed 4 passes. Which is unthinkable. He absorbed 2 sacks along the way. You mentioned the interception, held the ball too long. Accuracy was absurd. Here's one of the things that kills me on Shedeur Sanders. Pocket breaks down. He turns his back to the offense. He naturally, instinctively runs away from the play. Unless you are Fran Tarkenton, do not run away from your offense.
Well,
he badly missed a wide open player in the end zone. And Shedeur Sanders could and should be better with a full week of practice as the starter.
Yeah, with the ones. That was the most baffling part, was what he had to say about practicing with the ones and how few reps he had had.
Yes, which is pretty legitimate, I think. You know, here's where it's going to be fun with this Raiders game, and it's hard to have any fun with the Raiders game. But, you know, one of the few things the Raiders can do well is Max Crosby. They can get some pressure on quarterbacks, and Shadur so bad under pressure that this thing could have a lot of almost comedy to it. I think Shadur siphons off the fantasy value, what little fantasy value is left in Cleveland, for guys like Jerry Jeudy and Harold Fannin and David Njoku. And if here's something really deflating, think about this. If Shadur really is bad and Dylan Gabriel remains concussed, next man up, Deshaun Watson. Yep.
What?
We could be looking at Deshaun Watson helming games for the Browns this year and maybe as soon as even potentially next week in play as a possibility for Deshaun Watson back under center for Cleveland. We thought we had turned the page on that era and we didn't have to consider or think about Deshaun Watson. His ownership group savaged him in the summer when they assumed he would never see the field. But here we are with Cleveland potentially turning to fourth stringer Deshaun Watson, who may be healthy as soon as next week.
I think it's an Ohio thing. Cincinnati also has the chance a guy comes back and plays quarterback.
One of them is definitely a Browns thing.
Well, you say that, but the struggles are similar. Joe Burrow, could he be, because he's on my IR right now, could he be back in the mix?
This week. It's possible he's starting this week, which is earlier than anybody expected. But Flacco has got a shoulder injury. The healthier of the two may be Joe Burrow here. Now, he's not going to have Ja'Marr Chase to throw to, thanks to his spitting suspension. I am guessing that neither of you have ever gotten so angry that you have spit on anybody. Is that correct?
No. I may have yelled at someone and some spittle came out of my mouth. I don't think it hit him, though.
Yeah, that's just, you know, cost of doing business.
Yeah, right. That's just a typical lunch with Marshall right there. You're rolling the dice on some of your goob ending up on my face. I mean, that's just going to, you know, that might just happen at lunch. I don't know if this is the first time for Ja'Marr Chase or he is a practice spitter, but I do know that I would not want to be the DoorDash driver who brings him cold fries. I'll say that. So Ja'Marr Chase not going to play. Patriots are the opponent. Joe Burrow could play in this game. Patriots run defense is awesome. So they see a lot of passing. We've seen Baker Mayfield, Michael Penix have three touchdown games in the last couple of weeks against the Patriots. So there are going to be some opportunities for Burrow. I wish he was going to have Ja'Marr Chase. He won't. He'll have to make do with T. Higgins, which is not the worst number two option.
We're talking to our fantasy football expert, Paul Charchian, and this segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Charch, we have a Thursday night game. And yes. I think you think this is a lot sexier of a matchup than I do in regards to Buffalo and Houston. So why do you think that Josh Allen may not put up the type of numbers we're used to seeing?
Houston's the best defense in the NFL. They are top three in rushing yards allowed, passing yards allowed, points allowed. This is a really, really good defense. Josh Allen, 0-for-3 lifetime in his games in Houston. Last time he played them last year, he put up 131 passing yards and scored one passing touchdown. That's it. Here's some Houston stats for you on how good this pass defense is. No opposing quarterback has topped 213 yards in seven straight games. And 213 is nothing. They've given up 10 passing touchdowns this year in 10 games. That's it. No opposing quarterback has scored a rushing touchdown. And that's a lot of what we're here for with Josh Allen, especially if, you know, given the receivers they've got, they're talking about benching Keon Coleman again. Khalil Shakir is not healthy. This thing, you know, Buffalo is losing games people did not expect. This has got some of that recipe here in what could be a much closer game than I think people realize in Houston.
The Fantasy Football Hall of Famer, Paul Charchian, thanks again for joining us here in Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Thanks, Charch.
I know a lot more spit talk than we had planned on, I know, but sooner or later, bodily fluids generally come up in our segments, and it was just a matter of time.
We appreciate you spitting, Charch. We always get good knowledge out of you.
spitting knowledge,
facts.
For sure.
That's what we're spitting.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks,
we
friends.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
That's Paul Charchian. Of course, you can catch his work also on X. He is at Paul Charchian and gives advice and information there as well. Coming up next, it is time for Halftime. You know, I've heard a lot of dine and dash in my day, stories and why and what motivated it. This one, newer and dumber than anything that I had seen.
I like new. Dumb, I'm getting more and more used to it.
Uh-huh. In 2025, that's a good bet. We'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.